This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to round two of the WHL playoffs. We'll have a preview ahead, including a check-in in the great series in the West between Kelowna and Seattle, battling for a second straight year. Overtime hero from Game 7 in last year's series, Tyson Bailey, will join us. Dave Lowry and the Victoria Royals have a tough test as they look to knock off the defending league champion, Portland Winterhawks. Dave will be our guest. First up, what a recovery Kootenay Ice forward Tim Bozon is making. The Swiss import was admitted to Saskatoon Hospital March 1st, diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. The medical staff at the Royal University Hospital in Saskatoon went to great lengths to save Tim's life from the bacteria that attacks both the brain and spinal cord. But Tim fought through it with support from the medical staff, his family, and an outpouring of support from the WHL community. Tim left hospital 4 weeks after being admitted. He joined his teammates in Cranbrook for Game 6 against Calgary, taking part in a ceremonial puck drop. Speaking to Shaw TV's Andy Neal that night, Bozon said his recovery continues.
Every day I could see improvement. I feel way better today. Obviously, as you can tell, some trouble with my voice. But overall, I feel great. Mentally, it feels good too.
His dad, Philippe Bozon, says support was tremendous.
It's amazing, and he was big for us as a family. It was huge, and I have ex-teammates calling me from everywhere, like even players I played 20 years ago with them. It was amazing support from all the world of hockey, and then also anonymous people who did some great thing in Saskatoon and paying some bill for us. It was unreal. And I got no words to say how much thankful I am for those people, and I will never forget that.
Now, a trust fund to support Tim's medical bills and recovery has been set up. The public can make donations at any BMO Bank of Montreal branch in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, or Manitoba. There's more information on the trust fund online at WHL.ca.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
Head coach of the Victoria Royals is Dave Lowry. He's up for the WHL Coach of the Year here coming up at the end of the month at the annual awards luncheon in Calgary. But first and foremost on his plate, he has a second round date with the Portland Winterhawks. But Dave, before we take a look at that series, let's go back to a series sweep over the Spokane Chiefs. How did you guys pull it off?
I think we surprised ourselves. To be quite honest, I felt that, game one, we felt that probably should have won in regulation, and it, you know, to their credit, they pushed it to overtime, and they had missed a couple of real quality chances, and then we came down and caught a break and found a way to score a goal, and much the same in game two. They tied it up late. They got a third period goal, tied it up, and missed a couple of real quality chances in overtime, and once again, we were able to steal another win. And going in game three, we were able to carry the momentum that we had generated with our two home wins, and we jumped on them early in the first period, and that really set the tempo for us, and then it allowed us to settle in and find a way to win. And game four was a big challenge for us. We got pushed to the max in the third period, and we were fortunate that we only had five shots, but we were able to find a way to score two goals. And we know moving forward, we're facing not only the rested Portland Winterhawks, but we're facing a very, very dynamic team as well.
They're a great team, and they've been to the league final the last couple of years, and then for good reason. You had the season series edge. I know playoffs are a bit of a different, but you have to maybe get some confidence from the fact that you took 3 out of 4 in the season this year.
Well, I think we look at it, and we caught them at Christmas time. One game where they didn't have their World Junior players, and then the next game they didn't have Dumba, and it was the second game back for the guys after the World Junior. So I don't think we caught them at their peak. Obviously, after the weekend they spent out here in Victoria, they went on an unbelievable run of winning all those games, and we know that we're going to have a huge task here ahead of us and a huge challenge, and should make for some good hockey, and it should make for some entertaining games.
I'm not sure the strategy to beat the Winter Hawks. A lot of teams have tried and have been unsuccessful, but I think it probably starts with dealing with their top two lines. They're so offensive. They're so explosive. Dave, how do the Royals slow them down a little bit?
I think what we have to do is we really have to be aware of how we're going to play our game. And if we can make them play the 200-foot game instead of giving them the easy transition, we can maybe get in and we can pound some of their top guys and by making them play in their own end, defense tires teams out and we know the strength of their team is it's the offensive side. They play extremely well. Not only their forwards, but they've got some real good guys on the back end that are really good on the offensive side of the puck as well. And what we have to do is we have to make it, and we're going to have to make it tough to get to our net. We're going to have to make it, hard for them and take away their time and space. And you'd like to think that you have one or two guys that can shut them down. But for us, it's going to have to be a whole team effort.
Dave, it's being touted as the best series of round two. It's also the series that the WHL on Shaw TV will cover. Is that flattering to know that, that series will be in the spotlight in round two?
I think it's flattering, and I hope it's true to the word that we can find a way to make it a series. I think we have to look at it from our perspective. We think that we're huge underdogs going in, and we have to find a way to be able to play our game, play to our strengths, and hopefully get them to deviate from theirs, and play the way that we want it to be played.
Well, fresh off a first series win in franchise history for the Royals. Dave, good luck in round two against Portland.
Thanks so much, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The defending Eastern Conference champion Edmonton Oil Kings are underway with the Brandon Wheat Kings in round two. Edmonton has been to the league final the last two seasons, while Brandon is coming off what some would call an upset win over the East Division winning Regina Pats thanks to a series sweep. Medicine-Hat and Kootenay battling in the Eastern Conference as well. Two teams, very familiar with each other. The Central Division rivals have met in the playoffs back in the 2011 Eastern Conference Final, as well as the 2010 and 2008 postseason. The Kelowna Rockets and Seattle Thunderbirds meet in round two in an all-too-familiar matchup. The two staged an unbelievable first-round series last year, down 3-0. The Rockets clawed back to force Game 7, and then Game 7 overtime, setting up this dramatic ending.
Fowley, blow line, Bowie, side!
The man with that call, Regan Bartel, has more with the Rockets forward.
No one had a bigger series in round number one against Seattle one season ago than Tyson Bailey. You scored, I looked at it, it was 7 goals in those 7 games. What do you remember about that playoff series? Why did you play so good in that series?
I remember the first 3 games. I think we were all kind of nervous. We're a younger team, especially with Sissons out. We're kind of nervous at the start, but first three games going overtime, it was kind of tough. But I think game 4, we finally found our legs and our mojo, and then we finally stuck with our game plan. And just remember going to Seattle, and it was just crazy down there that $2 night. It's got a lot of fun to play in front of them.
Of course, the big game was game number 7. You scored 3 goals in that game. I don't know. Did you ever envision that you'd get the overtime winner? Because you were on such a roll during that game, did you think the potential was great? That if somebody was going to score on the Rockets, it would be you.
Well, yeah, I had actually a pretty good feeling. When they scored the second goal, I said, yeah, I have to do this. I got to score. I don't know. I was feeling good that series, and just Madison made a great pass to me in the back door there. It was an unbelievable experience I went through.
Is that the biggest goal you've ever scored, or is it one of many that sort of stand out for you? Because, you played hockey a long time. There could be maybe some bigger ones.
I've had some overtime goals back in Bantam and a long playoff run I went through there. But that one was definitely the biggest. Game 7 in overtime to come back from 3-0 was probably the biggest goal I've ever scored.
What goes through your mind, what goes through your body when you score a goal like that? I always wonder, what is it like for the goal scorer? I'm excited up in the broadcast booth. The fans are just cheering. What is it like for you? Take me into your body. What happens there?
I kind of just blacked out there. I remember scoring. I remember just turning around, I just felt like skating or just running, and then I fell down into the boards. Everyone just jumped on top of me. Just too much. You can't think too much there. I don't know. It was crazy. The crowd was unbelievable. I can't really describe the feeling I had.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, so now we go to 1 year after that big night where you score three goals and the Rockets advance in a seventh game against Seattle. Now it's round number two. How does it change? Where do you think the difference will be here as you take on Seattle now in the second round?
There's not a lot of difference. Seattle's the same team. I think they improved a lot more than last year. They gave us a good four games this year, so we're expecting a tough series.
They got Taron Cozen. What do you know about that goaltender acquired at the WHL trade deadline? Does he bring a different dimension, or he's just you faced a good goaltender in round number one, and you anticipate another one here?
Cozen, we know a lot from Kamloops. You know, he didn't have the best supporting cast there, but he's a good goalie. He likes to get in front of all his shots. We just have to bear our second chances and get in front of him, get in front of his eyes.
How much more do you have to ramp it up than maybe where you were even during the regular season?
You always got to take it up another notch, especially round two here. We had a good round one, but that wasn't good enough. We have to be better every game, and we have to sacrifice and play with a lot more urgency.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Regan Bartel and Kelowna for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.